The Brain Collective on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Because of the brain damage, he couldn't have his hair cut. He couldn't have his head touched. He would literally violently cry. We needed three people to cut his hair. And after the therapy, I literally had his hair cut yesterday. And he sat with just the hairdresser, and she was cutting his hair with the scissors. And he just sat there with his iPad with no complaints at all. That is a big thing.
The Brain Collective is a neurotherapy clinic based in Harrogate, North Yorkshire. It is regularly changing lives for people of all ages, and today we're hearing from one local lady who has experienced some groundbreaking results for multiple members of her family. Remaining anonymous, this is her story.
I have always researched a variety of different therapies for my son. So I would literally key into Google breakthrough therapies, and I found neurotherapy online. And it was available only in Canada. I actually tried to get my husband to move to Canada. And I know two of the founders of Brain Collective went to Canada and brought therapy back from Canada. They went for their own children. Their stories are inspirational as well. And it was not practical for us to move to Canada. And I just prayed about it. And I honestly believe God brought it to Harrogate for me.
So you were looking at it initially then for your one of your children. What was it that you needed to help him with?
It's not a diagnosis, but the condition is called global development delay, and the child is delayed in every way, physically, mentally, emotionally, and Brain Collective has been able to help immensely reduce a lot of the neurological dysfunction with my son, because it's such a serious case of global development delay. There would be years for him to have therapy before we see him start to behave like a normal child, but I personally think that sky's the limit. There is no limit with neurotherapy, and that's it's hope, and hope is all we need.
The neurotherapy offered by the Brain Collective in Harrogate has been known to help people with depression, autism, brain injuries, even Tourette's, epilepsy and serious developmental issues. But there's no doubt that it's complicated. Let's face it, we're talking about the brain here, the most complex organ in the human body. So what does therapy actually look like? What happens when someone is undergoing neurotherapy?
Well, from their perspective, it's a lot of fun, actually. They have an EEG cap on their head, or just electrodes, depending on the different kinds of therapy offered. And how it works, I think, is that if your brain does what they want it to do, you can watch the program in bright colors and the audio is clear. And if your brain is not doing what it's expected to do, then it kind of goes slightly dark and you lose audio. So your brain naturally does what it's expected to do without you even realizing it. You're just watching a film and your brain is being trained. It's like maximum output for minimum input. Fantastic.
So what things day to day would your son not be able to do that you wanted him to? Were there kind of big changes that you wanted to happen or that you saw happen?
Because of the brain damage, he couldn't have his hair cut. He couldn't have his head touched. He would literally violently cry. We needed three people to cut his hair. And after the therapy, I literally had his hair cut yesterday, and he sat with just the hairdresser, and she was cutting his hair with the scissors, and he just sat there with his iPad with no complaints at all. That is a big thing. He couldn't have his nails cut. We needed someone to hold him and another person to cut his nails, and it was quite traumatic for all of us, these small things. And now he just sits and smiles at you, watching you cut his nails. That, to me, is a big thing as well. He understands a lot more. He's not talking yet. But his understanding was like a one-year-old, but it's up to now, I would say, like a two, three-year-old in terms of what he can understand about what's going on, and that is a big thing.
So there's been a couple of other people in your family as well that have experienced neurotherapy at the Brain Collective. Tell me about them.
So we had someone in our family who had anxiety, and they started to go. They thought initially that it was depression. They started to go for anxiety and found a remarkable change. It just all went away, and it was in a span of months, which was fantastic. One of my children was suffering from stress. I think she was just had too much on And we took her for just 10 sessions and all that went. She was just able to deal better with, you know, everything that she had on and everything. So I find it, I would recommend it to everybody.
Before you started, a lot of people would hear about this and they'd probably be a little bit sceptical. They would think, well, this, you know, it's going to cost me money, it's not going to work. Did you feel like that before you went, or could you believe what was going to happen?
I've always been very open to everything. If I found a new therapy available that could help my son, I would immediately research it. I would call and find out more, and I would go and meet the people and talk to them if possible, or talk to them on the phone if it was in a foreign country, and that's, we've done that as well. And I would explore all avenues. I know some people don't. I think they have different reasons for it. My advice to them would be, don't diss it until you actually go and have a talk with them, as opposed to talking to a psychologist or someone who would tell you what your symptoms are. They can just tell you exactly what your brain is showing. Another thing that I found with Brain Collective is that they are always on the top of their game. They have the latest technology. If it's out, they Mel and Maria travel all over the world to get whatever the latest technology or research or training that there is available in this field. I think they're one of the foremost practitioners in the world for neurotherapy.
They're just fantastic.
A huge thank you to our local mum for telling her story. If you or someone you know would like any more information on this, just visit thebraincollective.co.uk.
The Brain Collective on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.